Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. On KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Election Day is a week away, and today is the last day to apply for a mail-in ballot in Pennsylvania. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from North Philly, where a city commissioner tried to get the word out.
The chair of the Philadelphia City Commissioners, Omar Sabir, spent hours during the early part of the morning rush at Broad and Olney, telling those getting on and off the buses and subway about the deadline to apply for a mail ballot.
We're calling on every eligible Philadelphian to get out and vote so that we Philadelphia can get the accountability and the resources that they deserve.
Those who apply online at pavoterservices.pa.gov have to wait for the ballot to come in the mail. But those in Pennsylvania who apply at a county elections office or a satellite location could get a ballot on the spot. If you have one, Sabir says, make sure you follow all the directions.
I mean, people are not putting their ballots in the yellow secrecy envelope. People are not signing and dating it, so we still have those issues.
In Philly, the list of people with flawed ballots at vote.philly.gov is updated regularly. Those on the list can go to a satellite office to fix the problem. The deadline to return mail ballots is 8 p.m. on Election Day in Pennsylvania. In North Philadelphia, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
More than 10,000 people jammed into the Leah Corus Center Monday night for a Harris Walz Get Out the Vote event. It featured former President Barack Obama, Bruce Springsteen, and John Legend. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
It is good to be back in Pennsylvania, good to be back in Philadelphia.
Former President Obama spoke for 45 minutes, assuring the crowd that Vice President Harris is ready for the job with a focus on solving problems while, he said, Donald Trump is focused on himself.
Here's a man, 78-year-old billionaire, who has not stopped whining about his problems. When he's not complaining, he's trying to sell you stuff.
He acknowledged he's preaching to the choir, but urged the crowd to reach out to the unconvinced.
If somebody tells you this election doesn't matter, just remind them, please. It makes a difference when you've got a leader who sees you and cares about you.
Obama was joined by another superstar. Bruce Springsteen played a three-song set and made his own pitch.
This election is about a group of folks who want to fundamentally undermine our American way of life.
The event was reminiscent of the 2016 Election Eve rally when Obama and Springsteen campaigned for Hillary Clinton, who ended up losing to Donald Trump. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A comedian's disparaging remarks about Puerto Rico at a Trump campaign rally in New York City Sunday night went over like a lead balloon for many Puerto Ricans here in Philadelphia. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
Comedian Tony Hinchcliffe referred to Puerto Rico as a floating island of garbage at Trump's latest rally in New York City. At a press conference Monday with Puerto Rican leaders and allies in Philadelphia, Councilwoman Quincy Lozado said her phone immediately started ringing and the level of outrage was immeasurable.
People were so pissed off last night that, like some of my friends, they couldn't sleep. I hope that anger transfers into door knocking, phone calling, getting people rides to the polls.
Reading Mayor Eddie Moran says there is a pattern here, citing the lackluster relief for Puerto Ricans after Hurricane Maria and the infamous launching of the paper towels at the crowd.
I try to be very politically correct, but my level of frustration and disrespect to our community, to my people, to our people, to our familia, is beyond me.
The Trump campaign has distanced itself from the joke, saying it's not a reflection of Trump's views or that of the campaign. In a social media post, Hinchcliffe stated that his jokes were taken out of context and that he loves Puerto Rico. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Meanwhile, four people have been arrested and charged in the killing of Cumberland County Prosecutor's Office Detective Sergeant Monica Mosley. She was shot during a home invasion 2 weeks ago. The update from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
Mosley was laid to rest after a ceremony at Bridgeton High School over the weekend, and now police have announced arrests and filed first-degree murder charges against three men for her death during a home invasion at her house on October 15th. The Cape May County Prosecutor's Office says 29-year-old Nyshaw Mutcherson of Vineland, 31-year-old Jared Brown of Bridgeton, and 32-year-old Richard Willis of Gloucester City are each facing murder, burglary, and related offenses. 38-year-old Cindy Pimmons Pimentel of Paulsboro is charged with obstruction of justice, hindering an investigation, and tampering with evidence. Mosley was shot and killed during the home invasion. New Jersey Attorney General Matt Platkin says while nothing can bring back Sergeant Mosley, they hope these focused and coordinated efforts help comfort her family in knowing justice is being pursued. So far, no court dates have been announced for the four defendants. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's The All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.